Good evening and welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and this evening's show is packed to the gills with some great music. We'll have some bluegrass, a ticket giveaway for a bluegrass concert in the Madison area, and I'll also be playing several female singer-songwriters tonight, including Erica Wheeler, Sally Rogers, and Claudia Schmidt, Natalie Merchant, and Sarah Giroux, among others. There's also some music in honor of Rosh Hashanah, and, well, we have seven people in the studio right now. It's a pretty small broadcast studio. My colleague Sheila Shigley is here, poised by a small mixing board. And five musicians from Mineral Point are here. Welcome. They are Point Five, and I'm going to ask Aaron Dunn, who is one of the ones close to a microphone, now to explain the genesis of the band, or not the genesis, but the name. How did the name come about?
We got together as a band in Mineral Point, and there's five of us. So
Mineral Point.
Thus Point Five.
What are you going to do if you have another person join the band?
Good question. Our oldest daughter is already talking about joining the band and being Point Six.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see if that ever comes to fruition.
Right. Why don't we start with some music? What would you like to start with?
This is a song off our album called The Carpenter.
Children may roam. One built on a foundation made of stone. Carpenter, carpenter, won't you build us a home? My darling, sweet darling, I will do what I can. Oh, to build you a home with my own two hands. I'll build it strong, build it tall, so you may see throughout the land. My darling, sweet darling, I'll draw up the plans. Children will play, and we will thank the Lord for the rest of our days. Carpenter, carpenter, a family we will raise. My darling, sweet darling, I will work through heat or cold. Oh, to frame up to the walls in which a room they will hold. And we will sit on our porch and stories will be told about a carpenter and his bride and their happy home. Thank you. winter. We shed blood, sweat, and tears. And we will shed some for the rest of our years. And when it's stormy outside, we will draw each other near. Oh, if our house built on a rock, we need not fear. And darling, sweet darling, there is little more to do. For I finished the walls and I painted them blue. And I will carry you through the door of our house so new. My darling, sweet darling, I built this house for you.
Carpenter is the name of the song, and if you're just tuning in, I'm Stephanie Elkins, this is Simply Folk, and you're listening to a live band called Point Five. They're from Mineral Point, Wisconsin, and in the studio with me I have Aaron Dunn, and he's playing guitar. Monica Dunn is the vocalist. Andy Hatch is playing the mandolin. Paul Beery has got both a dobro and a banjo. And Carol Spelich is here with a big stand-up bass. And, boy, it just sounds lovely. Just great. Now, are you all from Mineral Point?
No. Monica and I moved to Mineral Point in 2005. And Carol's in Mineral Point. Paul and Andy are both north of Dodgeville.
Uh-huh.
Probably about 10 miles north of Mineral Point.
So striking distance.
Yes.
How did you all come together?
Well, you want to talk about that, Monica?
Sure. When Aaron and I moved to Mineral Point, I saw a sign in a storefront for an open mic. So, of course, we went, and we met a guy named Will Sturba. And he said, oh, we should do something together. So he was asked to play music for the 4th of July parade. And so he got us together and Carol. And we had one rehearsal, and we played for the chicken barbecue at the parade. And so we formed a band that lasted only about 2 or 3 months, and we kind of fizzled out. But Aaron and Paul are medical partners, and Paul plays, so we formed another group, and that turned into Point Five.
Hmm. Well, Mineral Point has such a reputation for being kind of artistic, but you two are doctors, is that right?
That's right.
When do you have time to practice, for heaven's sakes?
It's very difficult. We really can only get together maybe 2-3 times a month to practice.
But apparently that's enough.
it's so far so good.
Yeah. It certainly sounds really good.
We would love to play more together, but yeah, it's tricky getting all our schedules to jive.
You know, I have interviewed several bands where one or more of the members are doctors. Count This Penny is one. I broke a bone in my hand a couple of months ago, and the ER doc was a musician who plays with a local band. And is there some kind of connection between medicine and music? Paul, do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, well,
he's been doing this a little longer than I've been doing it.
It seems like when you're so intensely doing left brain activity all day, it's the right brain needs to break out and get some exercise. And I know that the time I spend playing music really opens up a whole new world that social interactions and dancing and joy that helps to relieve the stresses that go on throughout the day.
You know, Stephanie, you see a doctor who's a musician on the side, but really what most of them will probably tell you is that we were musicians before we ever became doctors.
That's a good point.
So we all grew up playing music. You know, it's always been something we love to do, and we just happen to be drawn to medicine as a career.
Well, nice that you can do both. Why don't we hear another song? What would you like to do next?
Yeah, this is one of our original tunes.
Who wrote this one? Is it a process that you do together, or is it just one of you?
Well, I'll say that we're new in the process of exploring original music and creating music that we want to call our own. The way the process has kind of started is I've written a few songs that I bring to the band, and then we kind of work it out and see if it flies or doesn't fly. Mm-hmm. So this is one that that we kept and we all enjoy playing. So this is called Pecatonica.
As in the river?
As in the river.
Okay.
One, two, three. I've been wondering, she's been wondering, when we're going down to the riverside. There's a place I know, tucked behind a cove, where they sing and dance all night. We could steal away from our everyday grind. There's nothing to fear. Don't tell me you're too dizzy, 'cause I'm too dizzy with life. It's buzzing in my ears. I'm going out with my sweet Monica to the river's edge of the Pecatonica. My guitar on my back and my harmonica. We're all going down to the Pecatonica. We all need a place, a rest from the race. I think you all know what I mean. I know some people there, they come down once a year, and the waters wash their souls clean. By the firelight, the moon is shining on me. We're drinking our fill. I'm hoping if she's with me that she will kiss me tonight, and time will stand still. I'm going out with my sweet Monica to the river's edge of the Pecatonica. My guitar on my back and my harmonica. We're all going down to the Pecatonica. Yeah. On my dying day, I'll remember this place, and I'll take you by the hand. Oh, and in our minds we'll live that time again. Oh, and then, baby, and then I can die a happy man. I'm going out, just me and my Monica, to the river's edge of the Pecatonica. My guitar on my back, my harmonica. We're all going down. We're all going down. I'm going down. Thank you.
101.5 with a song called Pecatonica. That one's not available yet in recorded form. You do have a CD, and that's how I first heard about you. It came in the mail here, and I put it in, and I thought, wow, for Mineral Point sounds really wonderful and great string sounds, and it's nice to know that you're writing some of your own tunes and continuing to evolve as musicians. Monica, you have a lovely voice. Have you always been singing this style of music?
I have not. I started singing in eighth grade, more classical. I was taking voice lessons starting then. I went to college for vocal performance and sang art songs and opera. And
a little different from what you're doing now.
A little different. But, you know, this music is accessible and you can sing it anywhere. I can't sing opera just anywhere. So it's a pleasure to sing something that's so accessible.
And you can sit around with friends and harmonize. And mm-hmm. Now, are you still doing anything classical?
Well, actually, this past summer, I sang with the Taliesin Chorus, and we did Karl Orff's Carmina Burana, and that was a real treat for me because it had been a very long time since I'd done anything like that.
Nice. So you get to exercise all different types of...
It was great. I could practice my high range.
Yeah.
Because this is all very low.
Yeah, it generally is. Generally is. Yeah. Mineral Point, as I mentioned before, has such a great reputation for culture and arts and so forth. And Carol, I think I read that you have an art gallery in Mineral Point. Is that right? Now, you moved here from New York City?
Yeah, I moved here from New York City with my partner Richard in the year 2000. And the problem was we couldn't find any real estate that we wanted to live in Madison. We're like, you know, we're New York people. We're going to want to be in an urban center. But we couldn't find anything, and so we had a real estate guy take us around Mineral Point, and he showed us this big, beautiful building right on High Street, and literally walked in the back door and said, I'll take it.
Wow.
So that's how we landed there. We have a storefront on the lower level and live upstairs, and we had no idea what we were going to do with that storefront. But Richard has a background in the gallery industry, and he decided he'd launch a gallery. So we have Green Lantern Studios, and we show all kinds of work, painting, sculpture, installation, photography, and try to rotate through those pretty much on a monthly basis.
Wonderful. Well, I imagine summer is probably your busiest time.
Actually, fall is our busiest time. We have the fall art tour that runs through a number of communities, Mineral Point and North, and that brings thousands of people through town for one weekend in the middle of October.
Great. Well, good. Hope you have a nice crowd through this coming October.
Thanks.
Yeah. And Andy, you're a creative guy, but not necessarily in the arts, more in the food area, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a cheesemaker.
And what kind of cheese do you make?
I make an Alpine-style cheese called Pleasant Ridge Reserve. Our dairy farm is up on Pleasant Ridge. It's about 50 miles west of Madison.
I think the foodies in the audience will certainly recognize that name.
Good.
It's award-winning, amazing. In fact, my friends and I usually split a little bit at Christmas time. We'll buy a big chunk and cut it up and share it because it's so good.
Yeah, well, next time I come, I'll bring some.
Wow, I should have asked before.
Every time Andy comes over for band rehearsal, we usually rehearse at our house. I always text him. I say, cheese, please. He brings us some cheese. It's great.
Excellent. Well, why don't we, speaking of Wisconsin and things Wisconsin, let's hear another song.
Yeah. This is another original tune. This is called The Hills of Wisconsin.
Granddaddy came along brought Grandma and the kids, a few head of cattle too. He came upon a pleasant ridge, saw a valley and a stream, and said, "This here, kids, is the vision I've been having in my dreams. There's just something about the hills of Wisconsin, the green of the grasslands where the rivers flow. There ain't nothing, honey, that I would rather do than to take a ride under northern skies so blue. Then I come on home to you." This right here's as good as it gets. There's just something about the hills of Wisconsin, the green of the grasslands where the rivers flow. There ain't nothing, honey, that I would rather do than to take a ride under northern skies so blue. Then I come on home to you.
Hills of Wisconsin. If you're just tuning in, this is Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins, and live in the studio, it's a band called Point Five. They're from Mineral Point, and there are five of them, which is the reason for the name. And if you want more information, they have a website that's pretty darn comprehensive. It's pointfiveband.com. www.aaronandimmanuel.com. And we've also put a link up to the website on our Facebook page. You can find that at facebook.com/simplyfolk. And musicians and venues, anyone can post on Simply Folk's Facebook page. We're welcome to have your gigs, welcome to have your song links and your photos and that kind of thing. And if you have any questions for the band, you just have a couple of more minutes if you want to put something on Facebook. I mentioned your CD. It's a self-titled CD, right? Called mm-hmm. Point Five.
That's right.
And is it for sale in general, or I mean,
it is. Yeah. There's a few stores in Iowa County, Mineral Point, Dodgeville, that are selling it. But of course, we'll have it at our shows, and we also sell it online, so you can get it through the website.
Excellent. So it's a really wonderful CD. And it's beautifully recorded and beautifully played. It was such a delight to put it in and hear it just coming through the speakers from Mineral Point. Really, really nice.
Well, thanks. It was a great project. We had a ton of fun with it, and we're just excited that people are enjoying it.
Well, I hope to hear more, particularly those two that we just heard, The Hills of Wisconsin and Pecatonic. It's nice to have songs about our area.
Yeah, I mean, it was an easy inspiration, you know, as far as sitting down and writing tunes. You know, we play John Denver's Country Roads, you know. And I'm like, West Virginia's got a song like Country Roads, you know. Why can't Wisconsin have a song, you know? And, you know, so there's a little bit of imitation as far as inspiration there. But, I mean, we live in a really beautiful part of the state, and so it's not hard.
Right. And you're originally from Kansas, right?
That's right. I grew up in Topeka, Kansas, and I came up here to finish my medical training at the UW. And like I said, we moved out to Mineral Point in 2005. I always wanted to practice in a smaller town, being a family doc. So we really didn't know a whole lot about Mineral Point and the area when we moved there, but we feel like we really found a special place.
Is it a nice community, a community that is cohesive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really hard to describe it in words, but it's funny. Every once in a while, we'll be at an event or a concert or something in the community, and people will kind of look at each other and be like, okay, this is another Mineral Point moment. You know, where it's just like, yeah, this is what it's all about. And it seems like those happen all the time.
You know, I think Wisconsin's so special, and there are communities like that all over the state mm-hmm. with that wonderful sense of connectedness. It is very special.
Yeah, yeah. We love it.
Yeah. What would you like to close with?
This is an upbeat tune performed by Sierra Hull originally. It's called Don't Pick Me Up.
All right. So.
One, two, three. Don't pick me up, just knock me down. Don't leave my heart lying on the ground. Don't need a love that slips around. Don't pick me up just to knock me down. You give me love, now that's all right. We all need it, it's true. But what I really need from you is that you'll say you're gonna stay with me. Don't pick me up, just knock me down. Don't leave my heart lying on the ground. Don't need it. Don't pick me up, just knock me down. On my own, just when I thought that I was through.
down. Don't need my heart lying on the ground. Don't need a love that slips around. Don't pick me up just to knock me down. My heart lying on the ground. Don't need a love that slips around. Don't pick me up just to knock me down. Don't pick me up just to knock me down. No, don't pick me up just to knock me down.
Point five with Don't Pick Me Up. Just great foot-tapping music, wonderful harmonies. Thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
It's really our pleasure. Thank you, Stephanie.
We didn't have any questions on Facebook, but we did have a post from Tammy B, who said she's listening to Hills of Wisconsin over in Shanghai, China, and missing home and loving the music this Monday morning for her.
Wow, so that's really nice.
Nice. You can bring the flavor of Wisconsin to some of the expats across the globe.
Well, that's really special.
You can find more about Point Five at their website, pointfiveband.com, and you're going to be playing in Dodgeville, it looks like, in October, and Madison in November at the Wisconsin Cheesemaker Gala, no less. Did you have something to do with that, Andy?
No, nothing at all, but I've heard it's a great event. November 9th, I think, at the Monona Terrace.
That's right, that's at Monona Terrace. And in Dodgeville, you're at Dino's Bar, October 13th.
That's right, in downtown Dodgeville.
Great.
No cover.
Love to hear that. Well, thanks again for coming in. Best of luck, not just with your music, but in general with everything. And thanks again for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.